Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, do you remember last episode when I said that I've brought everything with me and I've sort of settled down now, settled in to my new lifestyle just because I got everything set up the way I wanted it to do recording and that kind of stuff? It turns out I was very wrong. I've been incredibly busy, actually, and well, this is why this podcast, this episode is a day late again. I do apologize. But yeah, I've been here 12 days now, and it feels like I've been here at least a month, at least, because I've just been doing so many things. It's been quite hectic, I think, quite busy, quite a busy change for me. So, I mean, initially, I went on, I suppose, like a holiday. Yeah, I guess you'd call it a holiday. Like a nice break, like a couple of days away in a place called Chichibu, which I think is a particularly cute-sounding name for a town. And we stopped in a traditional, me and my wife, sorry, we stopped in a traditional Japanese-style hotel, inn. I'm not sure how you want to translate that, called ryokan. But anyway, that was really amazing, that experience. It was very traditional Japanese style, and all the food was as well. We had room service, and the food was provided in our room, which was, really nice. And it was a very, very nice place. But anyway, apart from doing things like that, going out here and there, I've had to go out shopping to buy some extra clothes. I don't know how this happened, but I managed to pack just one pair of trousers. I think what happened was I packed everything ages and ages ago, a long time ago. Like, put everything, all of the clothes I wanted to in my wanted to have in my suitcase, and like the last minute, on the day before I was due to fly, I was trying to balance the weight, just so it was below 23 kilograms for my big suitcase, and I couldn't quite get it down below 23 or exactly at 23. So I ended up taking some clothes out, and I think I must have taken too many clothes out, and so I just couldn't believe it when I was looking at my suitcase and I was searching through all of my clothes, and I thought, I can't believe it, I've got one pair of trousers. So I've had to go shopping for trousers, obviously, and my wife bought me a really, really nice down coat, which is very light and very warm, which is good because it has been pretty cold over here. Actually, sometimes it has been really cold. I was going to say not like England, but yes, exactly like England. I think it's been minus something, like -2, -3 in the mornings sometimes. Generally speaking, it's above zero. I'm just looking at the temperature now. 1 degree outside. Okay, it's very, very English-style temperature, that is, for this time of the year. But I will say, one major difference between the weather here and the weather in England is it rains an awful lot in the wintertime in England. And here in Japan, it does not. The winter seems to be some of the driest months in the year. And not only that, incredibly sunny. Well, if it's dry, then I guess there aren't clouds. And so if there aren't any clouds, then the sun. So so that makes sense. But it's a really strong kind of sun here in Japan. And I'm not sure how to describe it other than by saying it's strong and it's bright. And it's warm as well. So there have been times when I've been walking around or something like that, or having a coffee break at, sort of like outside, and it's the temperature has been about maybe 4 degrees or something, 3 degrees, so pretty cold. Not much wind, but a lot of sunshine. And I've had this winter coat on, this down coat that my wife brought me, which is very warm, yes. But even so, just sitting there and feeling hot, actually a bit hot. You know, like maybe I have to unzip my coat a bit because it's so warm in the winter, even though it's 3 degrees, because the sun is so strong. I think that's a big difference that I've noticed. Like the weather, like in England, it's winter is so dull and miserable, to be honest, because it's so dark and dull and rainy and grey and cold and wet. It really does feel like a bit of a miserable time of year. But at the same time, when you get into your house, you know, when you've been outside doing something, maybe you've been to work, maybe you've been shopping, you get back home and it's a really sort of like a snug, a warm, a homely sort of feeling. You know, you feel nice and warm, nice and safe inside your own house. And hopefully your house is nice and warm as well. Mine always was. So it was really nice to go back home, to get out of the cold weather. And you'd really appreciate that. Over here, I don't know. I'm going to say that the weather in winter is actually good. It's not really bad. There's been one or two times when I've been outside and I've thought, okay, I'm pretty cold now, you know, like at night time, there's no sun, and it's like, this feels more like English weather. But, no, strangely, even though the temperature is very English, the whole feel of the weather is very, very different. One other thing that I've, found quite different to England is the way that houses are heated over here. I don't know about all houses, but it seems to be that air conditioning, like an air conditioning unit, is a popular way to heat, not a house, but to heat a room. So in England, we have central heating, and it's like we have this big metal radiator on the wall, this big metal thing that gets filled with hot water. And these are in every room in the house, even the bathroom, or toilet. They're in every room. And this hot water flows around the whole house into every radiator, and every radiator gets hot and it fills the whole house with warmth. You know, it makes the whole house warm. And I would say it was just a warm. I don't think it's dry. I don't think it's wet. It's just warm. Whereas the air conditioning unit is dry. It pumps in dry air into the room, and you can sort of feel it on your eyes, and you can feel it in your throat. You can feel this dryness. And I've bought a little, what do you call it? It's like a thermometer. And I believe it's called a hygrometer, if I'm correct. And it tells you, you know, the temperature, and it tells you the humidity levels in the room. And the humidity is 42% at the moment. And I used to have a similar device back in England. And my room was generally, I think at this time of year, around 60. Or sometimes, actually in the winter it would be quite moist, wouldn't it? It'd be quite humid. So it might go up to like 70 or something. So yeah, I think it's a lot drier over here outside too, because in winter in England it's so wet, like the humidity outside it would get really high, it would get up into the 90s or something like that, 80-90%. So yeah, there's a difference in the dryness, there's a difference in the sunniness, in it, you know, in the humidity and the temperature in the air. Yeah, very different. Anyway, I'm okay. I haven't settled down yet. I haven't really told you much about why I haven't settled down yet, but basically it comes down to doing things like trying to get the basic things sorted out, like health insurance, like registering at a local council, you know, like registering your address, trying to get a mobile phone number, mobile phone contract, trying to get a bank account set up, going to an estate agent and then viewing houses or apartments, and then so many things, trying to get a new, like a name stamp, a hanko, which is used instead of a signature when signing documents, you know, like maybe when opening a bank account or when renting an apartment. There has been so much to do. There really has. And at that moment, I'm working from the afternoon to late in the evening. I don't stop until 8 p.m. And this is because I'm continuing to work for my company back in England. So if I work a bit later, if I start in the afternoon instead of the morning, then there's some overlap. You know, there's some times that match when we can talk to each other when we're both online. So that's why I'm working later. So the mornings are my sort of free time. They're free if I'm on my own. I'm not always alone. Sometimes my wife is here too. So I haven't really got into a good routine yet. I haven't really... I'm going to say I haven't settled down like I said I had last time. So I think it's going to take me a while to figure out. I'm waking up at all strange hours at the moment. I'm still a bit jet lagged. I'm a lot better than I was last time I recorded an episode. But I've got to figure out my routine. And maybe that won't happen until I've moved out into my own place. I don't know. We will have to see. But anyway, I hope you enjoy listening to these podcasts. And I'm certainly enjoying making them. It's a lot of fun to point out all of the differences between England and Japan. And it's really shows you many ways in which England is English that I hadn't really thought about before. So I look forward to explaining those kind of things to you in the future. So I think the next few episodes are probably going to be... probably going to be about my life here in Japan. I hope you don't mind that. Obviously, I'll be talking about England as much as possible. In the future, I think once I've fully settled down, maybe once I've got my own place, I'll start making some of my more usual type of episodes where I just talk about anything, really. any kind of topic. Anyway... Until next time, I hope your studying is going well. I have picked up my studying again after a bit of a long break. I've been a bit lazy. I really, really need to study Japanese now, to be honest. So that's what I've been doing sometimes in the mornings. But until next time, I hope you have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.